Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Aleph. We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Kosev L'Garish Hashishtai. If somebody wrote a get to divorce his wife for Nimlach, and then he changed his mind and decided not to divorce her, B'Shamer's opinion is the Apostle of Menakuna, that even though he ended up not divorcing her, she has to a degree the din of a grusha, which the halacha is that a grusha may not marry a kohen. And the Rishonim give many different reasons why she is considered, why Reish Lakish holds she may never marry a kohen again. The opinion of the Meiri is that there's a concept of a reyach haget, that even though it's not a real get, but it's a reyach haget, it has, feels like a get, and that's enough of a reason that she should be usher to a kohen. Another, the Tosfos Yontif, says that this is included in when the Torah, we know, especially in the halacha of a grusha, takes such a serious stand regarding a grusha and a kohen. And that, says the Tosfos, this halacha that Beis Shammai is teaching us here is included in that rule. Another explanation I saw, and this is an explanation that many use throughout the sugya, and that is that, and this is Beis Shammai according to Lishitosai. We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem on Daf Tzadik. The opinion of Beis Shammai is that a person is not allowed to divorce his wife, Elam Kain, unless Motzah Bo Ervas Dover. He saw that she acted immorally. So since Beis Shammai's opinion is, this couple began the divorce procedures because she acted in such a way. So Beis Shammai's opinion is that such a woman, even though they didn't actually end up getting divorced, should not be the woman marrying a kohen. And the other pshat that I saw from the Zeicher Yitzchak is that Beis Shammai's opinion is that the beginning of the writing of a get, according to Beis Shammai, is already that woman is already somewhat divorced. And since, according to Beis Shammai, that woman he considers somewhat divorced, so therefore, such a woman should not be allowed to marry a kohen. Beis Hillel says just the opposite. Av pi shenasan lo, even if we have a situation where the husband already gave the wife the get, but he gave it to her tonight with a stipulation, and v'loi nasa tonight, and the stipulation wasn't fulfilled, and therefore, since the stipulation wasn't fulfilled, she's not obviously considered divorced. Therefore, the halacha is that l'apostle menakuna, that she's not divorced. The Mordechai and the Shavitz and the Shalos Shachuvas Harosh both bring a raya that this is the halacha. Because the Gemara Masechta Yuma, the beginning of Masechta Yuma, the Gemara says that they would prepare for the Kohen, that for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, a backup wife, because he has to be married in Yom Kippur. And if Chas V'Shalom, something were to happen to his wife, how could he do the Avoid on Yom Kippur? So they prepare a backup wife. But on the other hand, the Pirate says, V'chipa ba'adoy ve'alad be'soy, he's only allowed to have one wife. So how do we do so? He says, he gives the wife a get al tanai, and then if the tanai, the stipulation, is not fulfilled, she's not divorced. So we see, they say, a raya that according to, that the aloch is that a kohen gadol may remain married to wife, even though he had given her a get al tanai. Says the Gemara, Sholach le Rabbi Yosef Reid Ramnasha Midvil Shmuel, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, please teach us what is the halacha. Yotzlov kol. A kohen wrote a get for his wife, didn't give it to her, and there's a rumor that ish plani kohen kosu get lishtoi, that this individual wrote a get for his wife. V'yoshevas tachtov misham shesoi, and she's still acting as his wife. Mahu. The question is, should we be concerned that people are going to say that they actually got divorced? And now she's still, and now they got remarried. And the halacha is, of course, a kohen may not marry the woman he divorced. She's a grusha. Or do we not need to be concerned? And as I saw the Mefarshim point out, that the discussion that we're having here in the Gemara is not particularly related to what we learned in the Mishnah. Even if we're going to learn in the Mishnah, like we just learned the opinion of Beis Hillel, that if a get was written but not delivered, here it's much worse, because here there's a rumor that she's already divorced from him. And since we have a rumor they are divorced, that's why the Gemara is considering that maybe even Beis Hillel would agree that they should not remain remarried. Shalach Lei, said Shmuel, Teitze, this woman should get divorced. However, David Tzarech Bedika, she should be reviewed. So of course, the Mefarshim asked, the Bach, I saw, asked the question, shouldn't we do the Bedika? First, we should do the investigation, and afterwards, we should determine what is the situation. Still, says the Rambam, a very interesting opinion, that first we have to let her go, and then afterwards we could start doing evaluation. Rashi doesn't learn that way, and Rashi says that of course we do the evaluation and then make the decision. Says the Gemara, Mahi, exactly what is this evaluation? Ilema, ima vatlinen, kolo loima vatlinen, the question that the Gemara is discussing, can we crush the rumor or not? Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Nardor asked the Shmuel. Nardor was the place where Shmuel was the Rav. But Nardor, everybody, the meaning was that Loimavat Lekala, that did not crush rumors that began. Says the Gemara, what Shmuel meant to say was Ikaral Nesina Ksiva. If people in that location call Nesina Ksiva, that means, if people in that location, what was started here? The call that we began this piece of Gemara with was, there was a call, there was a rumor that Kasu Getla Ishti, that this person wrote a get. So if people translate in that location the word Kasav, as it usually means, that Kasav means writing, but doesn't mean giving. And since it doesn't mean giving, so then there's no reason to separate them. But if in that location people interchangeably use the word Nesiva and Nesina, so it means that they were already, that she already received the get, and that's why we have to take that call into consideration. Says the Gemara, Kikarl Nesina Ksiva, so ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that in that location they call giving Ksiva, L'ksiva gufa, mi kar l'ksiva, if they're going to call the Sina ksiva, so then they're obviously not going to call ksiva ksiva. So obviously, if there is a rumor that there was a ksiva saget, isn't that clearly a proof that there was a giving of the get? And the way I understand the Gemara's question is that the Gemara's question is, it's difficult to assume that they're going to use the same word for Ksiva and Nesina, says the Gemara in. That's exactly what the Gemara meant. That some places they call the Imigalia, the Karla, Nesina, Ksiva, that they call Nesina and Nesiva, Dilma Nosan Kamri. But maybe they also use the word Ksiva for the word Ksiva, but it's enough to cause that we should not allow them to remain together. So accordingly, we're learning that if there's such a rumor regarding this woman, she has to leave her husband. Says the Gemara, Teitze, are we concerned for that? V'omer Rav Ashi, hasn't Rav Ashi taught us, the Kol Kol of the Boston Nesuyun, any type of rumor that is on a couple that's already married, we're not so quick to separate them. So how do we just accept this rumor, and the cost of accepting the rumor is that they're going to have to separate? My Teitze, says the Gemara, what was meant, Teitze Mesheni, that the husband died, the husband who was a Kohen died, and now she married another Kohen. That's what it was meant, that before she married the second Kohen, she shouldn't have married the second Kohen, because since there was a rumor that she is a divorcee, that she's a grusha, she had no right to marry the Kohen. And that's what the Mishnah means. Of course, the couple that's already married, even though there are rumors, we don't separate them. We're talking about not her letting her marry another person. Says the Gemara, but that is even more serious. That means there was this rumor, which is, as we're learning, not really even accurate. And now we're telling her, because of that rumor, she should not have married a second man who happened to have been a Kayin. And if she did marry that second man, whom she should not have married because of this call, she should separate from him. But says the Gemara, by doing so, imkein atemaitzi laz, a bond of Sarishin, that people will see that the Bezdin discovered that the Gerishin were real Gerishin, and people will say that the first couple continued to remain together even after they were divorced. Says the Gemara, that's not a concern. Because Kivan, the Mishenehu, the Mafkinullah, is from the second marriage we tell her to leave the husband. However, Mireshalam Mafkinullah, we don't make her separate, we never made her separate from her first husband. Aslamemur, Samach Lamisa Gersha. The people are going to say not that they were divorced and then they remained together. They divorced right before he died and the children were not Chalolim, they weren't born from a Kohen who married a Grusha. Says the Gemara, once we've learned how strict Beis Shammai was, and they were how strict Beis Shammai was with the Kohanim, as we explained in the Mishnah, and how he took concerns so very seriously. So the Gemara brings another such situation. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. The earlier generations and the later generations were very different. Daris Rishonim, Beis Shammai, we find how Beis Shammai was so strict that even if there's just a concern that they were divorced, this woman may never marry a Kohen. Daris Achronim, why do we find that they were lenient? We find the halacha of a shvuya, a woman who was kidnapped. And there's a concern with a woman who was kidnapped, that maybe she had maybe one of the kidnappers violated her. But once a woman is violated, even if it was done against her will, if she's married to a Kayin, she's not allowed to eat truma. And Reb Doisa, the Brisa says, Shvuya is allowed to eat truma. Many Rishonim say that the truma that he's allowing her to eat is only Truma Drabonin, not Truma Deraisa. Even Reb Doisa would not be that lenient. Shvuya chels, but Truma Divir Reb Doisa. Vav Reb Doisa, and Reb Doisa says, V'chima asolai aravi azeh, why are we being so strict? Why are we certain that this kidnapper, Neshemichla Dedah, he might have touched her properly, but he didn't do any bia, and therefore, Pasam Nakuna. And the Rishonim explain different reasons why Reb Doisa was lenient. The one reason is that we have a chazok, every woman has a cheskes kashrus. The other reason, the Gemara often says that the shvuyos, the woman who were captured, menavlois asatzmai, would make themselves unattractive, that nobody should want to touch them. So that's another reason why we have to why he is lenient. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, hold the mala osa be yuchsin, that therefore we have to be most concerned when we're speaking about a Kayin. There's another pshat that I saw, which really touches on a very famous machloikus. Here we have a shaila, a suffik deraisa. We have a suffik, did this woman have an inappropriate relationship or not? We know that throughout Shas, the halacha is safik deraisa l'chumra. That when we have a safik, we have to be machmer. But the machloikis of Rambam and the Rajba, is that halacha halacha mideraisa, or is that halacha halacha midrabanan? And the Rambam's opinion is that it's a reason midrabanan. So since the Rambam holds that it's a reason midrabanan, so says Reb Doisa, it's only a suffik derabanan, and this would be a raya. The Reb Doisa actually agrees with the Rambam, not like the Rajba. Says the Mishnah, Says the Gemara, Vam Rabba B'chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bar Eish Loik Daras Rishayim Daras Achroinim. The earlier generations and the later generations were not the same. Daras Rishayim Achnisim Periseim Derech Traskoin. We know that in order for produce to be chayiv in Trumas and Maisris Midaraisa, you have to take them in after they're finished being processed through the front door. The traskman means the front door. What they did this way was kadel chayvim b'maisa. They should be obligated in maisa. Dairus achroinim, but the later generations wanted to avoid that. And machnisim periseim darach gagas, they would take them through the roof, darach kafifos, through the backyard, kadel fatrim in a maisa. Dom Rav Yanai, why is this done? Because Rav Yanai taught us, ain't a tavel mischayv b'maisa. Produce from which maisa has not been removed is not chayiv hachir pnei bais until it's brought in through the front door. Shnema, as the pasuk says, biarti akodesh min abayis. Rav Yochanan mafil a chotzer kavas, even if it's brought in through a chotzer, it also makes it chayiv maiser. Shnema, v'achlo b'sharecha v'saveya. Says the, so I saw the achroinim ask a question. Why were Rabbi Bachana surprised that Rav Doisa was lenient, even because, as the Gemara says, because the Gemara is teaching us that that was the behavior of the Doris HaChroinim. In our Mishnah, Beis Hillel is Mekel, and Beis Hillel is not from the Doris HaChroinim. So the Maram Shif answers that indeed we find in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel is more lenient than Beis Shammai, but it's not the same degree as Reb Doisa's lenient, that Reb Doisa has a woman who was kidnapped and he's still not Mekel. So another explanation is the Chasam Sofer, which goes back to something we said at the beginning of our shiur. As the Chasam Sofer points out, Beis Shammai's opinion is based on Beis Shammai's opinion that people don't get divorced only in Matzah Ba'er V'Stavar, that he found something immoral. So that's why Beis Shammai says that this woman presumably did something wrong and she should not be allowed to marry a Kayin. Beis Hillel says, Afilu G'dicha Tavshila, even if she burns his food, they may get divorced. If that's the case, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't represent Chumra and Kula. They represent a total different approach to divorce. But, says the Chasam Sofer, this question about a woman who was kidnapped represents a kula. Derech Traskman means, as we said, that it's the front door. And therefore, since that's the front door, that's the way people bring things in, that's kvas the maisa. What happens, there's an interesting machloikus rishonim. What happens if something was brought into the house before it was finished processing? As we said, it's only chayiv midaraisa if two conditions are met. One condition is that it was brought in through the front door after it was processed. So here it was brought in through the front door before it was processed. And then it was processed, and then you took it out and brought it back in. Tosfos says that once they were brought in once, before they were processed, they will never be chayiv midaraisa. The Miches Chinuch disagrees. And the Sefer Fikayam discusses why. What is the basis of this machloikus? The basis of the machloikus is, why if something was brought into the house when it wasn't processed, is a potter? Is it, Rashi's opinion is that since it was brought in a way that it's not chayiv, it remains not chayiv forever. Others explain, it's not that it remains that way. There's a special heter that since it wasn't brought in when it was fully processed, you may eat it achila sarai. But once you bring it in after it was processed, that heter of achila sarai doesn't apply anymore. And as Tosfos also points out, this halacha that was saying that if it was brought in before it was completely processed, you're not chayiv, that's only in maisris, that's only to eat from it an achilas arai. But achilas kva, like a suda shabbos or anything like that, there is no heter, even if it was brought in that way. I saw that the Sefer Shem Olam explains that, how do we understand the difference? So he says that, what does the Gemara mean to say the difference between the Doiris Rishonim and the Doiris Achronim? He says what it represents really is a consideration of Yerushalayim. He quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Perikuf Yudbeis, Pasuk Aleph says, Asher Ish Yiras Hashem, the Mitzvoisov Chofetz Me'oid. The mark of somebody who is a true Yerushalayim is someone who's the Mitzvoisov Chofetz Me'oid. He's anxious to do mitzvahs. And that was what the Doiris Rishonim were all about. The Doiris Achronim were not interested, didn't have that great desire to do mitzvahs, and therefore they were looking for a way to get it out. But then I saw that the Yismach Moshe has a different approach to the difference between Doiris Rishonim and Doiris Achronim. And he's not prepared to agree that the Doiris Rishonim, even though that's not Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, were really better. He explains that the difference between the Doiris Rishonim and Doiris Achronim is that the Doiris Rishonim were looking to be mitzvah v'oisa. They wanted to do mitzvahs when they were obligated. So therefore they did the mitzvah. They brought the mice, the tevel, after it was processed through the front door, so that when they'll take off mice, there should be mitzvah v'oisa. But the later generations wanted to do it in a mitzvah v'oisa. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal explains that this question of Gadol Mitzvah V'Oisa or Gadol Misha Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, he explains, is an old question, and we all know that the Gemara says that a Mitzvah V'Oisa is greater than somebody who's Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. So why did the later generations not want to be Mitzvah V'Oisa? So the Satmar Rebbe explains, why indeed is the rule that Gadol Mitzvah V'Oisa Yosef Misha Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa? That somebody who's obligated to do a mitzvah is greater than somebody who's not obligated. So the Satmar Rebbe explains, because somebody who's mitzvah v'oisa has the Yetzirah who's challenging him not to do the mitzvah. In the earlier generations, they felt confident that they could stand up against the Yetzirah. And since they felt that they could stand up against the Yetzirah, that's why they weren't concerned to do a mitzvah in a way that's mitzvah v'oisa. The later generations, however, were concerned about their ability to withstand the Yetzirah. And because they weren't able to withstand the Yetzirah, they decided that they're going to do it in a way that they're not mitzvah v'oisa. And if it's not mitzvah v'oisa, therefore, the Yetzirah is less of a concern. Says the Mishnah, Ma'agarish is Ishta. Somebody divorces his wife. V'lona ima b'pandiki. And they remain together after after the get was given. B'sham am entzrichim in a get sheni. B'sham's opinion is that there's no reason to have another get. We have no reason to be concerned that they had bia l'shem kedushin. Beis Hillel is concerned that tzrichim en a get sheni. And it's very interesting, as we've been saying throughout our shir. The Yerushalmi says that what is the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here? So the Yerushalmi explains, as we've been saying throughout our shiurim, that the machloikis here is, why does a couple get divorced? So Beis Shammai says a couple only gets divorced because Motzo Bo Erev Estover, he found her acting inappropriately. If that's the case, Beis Shammai is not concerned that even if they're alone together, they're going to have relations and want to get remarried. He divorced her because Motzo Bo Erev Estover, he found her acting inappropriately. Whereas Beis Hillel says that people get divorced, even agdicha tavshila, even for not such significant reasons. And therefore, Beis Hillel says that they may now, when they're alone together, they may reconcile. And therefore, Beis Hillel is concerned that they're going to have to give another get. Says the Gemara, Amasai. But when, says the Mishnah, does Beis Hillel say his rule? Beis Manchin is Gashman and Nesuin, that they already had Nesuin. So there they already had this level of familiarity. And now if they're together, we're worried that they're going to get married again. However, Moedim, Beis Hillel agrees that Benizkashim and Erisin, that if they only had Erisin together, then we don't have to be concerned. They never had that high level of familiarity, and therefore, since they never had that high level of familiarity, we need not to be concerned about that maybe they had Biel Shem Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Babachana, Amar Biyakar, Machloikis. The Machloikis Beis Shammai only is in a case, Bishuro Shenivala, in a case where they that we saw that they had relations. The Beis Shammai Savri, Adam Aysa Bilos Bilosnos. Even though we know that they had relations, that doesn't make us believe that Beis Shammai says that the Bia was L'Shem Kedushin. Av Shad, because Beis Shammai's opinion is, Adam Aysa Bilos Bilosnos. Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel's opinion, however, is, nobody wants to have a bia that will cause that wasn't in the context of marriage. So he must have meant to get remarried. Avol loyu nivela. If we didn't say that, if we didn't see that they should have bia, divrei hakol, everybody will agree that ain't tzrichim and a get sheni. There's no reason to require another get, because there's no reason that to assume that they did a bia. There's no reason to assume that they did a bia, and since there's no reason to assume they did bia, that's why we have no. Even Beis Hillel will agree we don't need to have a get. So the Beis Shmuel asks that we know that even if Beis Hillel is teaching us that ain adam oisa bilosa bilaznos, and therefore when he had the bia, and as we're learning there were edim, still there also has to be an amira. At every kedushin, as we attend the wedding, the chassan says to the kala, hare et mekudeshesli. Where is that part of the marriage here? Says the Beis Shmuel, a very bechidish. The Beis Shmuel says that ain that included in Beis Hillel's principle that they are now establishing that ain adam oisa bilasa bilaznos is that makes it be considered as if he said hare et mekudeshesli. So the Ritva asks a question. He says, we learned earlier in our Masechta the subject of get yoshin, that if a get was written and then they're alone, they can't use that get according to Beis Hillel. And that halacha is even in a case where we didn't see bia. Here we're saying that bia has to be, they have to have bia. So the Ritva says a beautiful teretz. He says, over here there was a real get. This couple got divorced, and now we're saying they somehow got remarried, which is unlikely. So that's why we're applying the concept of ein adam b'yisur b'losa b'loznos. So as much as Beis Hillel accepts that concept, they're not going to accept the concept to the degree unless we saw bia. In the Gemara of Get Yoshin, the Mishnah Gemara Get Yoshin, the get was never given. So since they were really never divorced, the concern that they reconnected, therefore, is much greater. There are many issues that are discussed when we speak about the concept of ein adam oisa bilasa bilaznos. One is, why? Because of chazakah. There's a chazakah that a person won't do the wrong thing when he could do the right thing. And therefore, the Paiskim say that if he's anyway doing the wrong thing, for example, the Ritva says, let's say this woman is a Nida. So if he had relations with her, there were relations that obviously should not have taken place because she's a Nida. If she's a Nida, then even Beis Hillel will say that ein adam oisa bilasa bilaznos. The same the Rashba says, if this woman was a Saita, that we know the Saita is osel bal ol boil, even Beis Hillel will agree that ein adam oisa bilasa bilaznos. Davni Meluim quotes the Shilte Geboirim that if a couple got divorced and then she remarried someone else, and now the halacha is that she's never allowed to remarry the first husband. So if he's going to try to remarry her, he's doing the wrong thing. She's a maxa gushasa mishinesis. Even Beis Hillel will agree that ain't on the moisa bilosa bilaznos. Now, this Gemara has been focused on a couple who were once married, and now we saw them doing biya. Do we say ain't on the moisa bilosa bilaznos, the opinion of Beis Hillel, or not the opinion of Beis Shammai? What would be the halach if we have a couple that were never married, and we saw them have biya? Do we say that ein on the moisa bilosa biznus or not? And he says, the Rambam says, that Beis Hillel said that the rule of ein on the moisa bilosa biznus is only the case that we're learning in our Gemara, where they were already previously married. But if they were never married, we don't say ein on the moisa bilosa biznus. The Ravid and the Rosh disagree. And they say that even in a couple that was never married, we still will say, and we see them have bia, they still will say, Ein Adam Eise Bilosoi Bilaznus. So, Dor Sameach explains this machlaikus. Dor Sameach says that the Ravid and the Rosh opinion is that why does Beis Hillel say, Ein Adam Eise Bilosoi Bilaznus? Says Dor Sameach, because Lo Shavei Hetera Vavri Sur. If you can do it the right way, why do it the wrong way? And therefore, that applies even by a couple that was never married. The Rambam's reason is that because we have an umdana, that this couple was married and they reconciled. But that reconciliation, that concept of reconciliation, is only applicable by a couple that was already once married, not by a couple that was never married. Which opens up, this discussion opens up another question. If we have a couple that never got married through had a halachic marriage. They were only married civilly, and they were living together. What would be the halacha? Do we say on that couple ain't on the moisa bilosa bilaznus, and they're certainly halachically considered married? So at first glance, it seems that ain't on the moisa, that this would be the machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Ravid and the Rosh, we always say ein adam oisa bilosa bilaznus, whether they were married or not. So by this couple, we should also say it. According to the Rambam, we would not necessarily say it. But the Rivosh says that in this case, the Rivosh would agree. The Rambam would agree. Because when does the Rambam not ready to accept ein adam oisa bilosa bilaznus? By a couple that had relations, not for the sake of marriage. But we have a couple who's married for so many years, even though they never got married for halachically, we don't say, Rabbi would say that maybe we should say ein on the moisa bilosa biznus. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says, this is the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chafov Sif Aleph, that a couple that only got married civilly, even though they lived together, we don't have to worry ein on the moisa bilosa biznus. We don't have to be concerned for their kedushin, and so is the opinion of the Rima. There are others, however, the Tzofnas Pneach, the Melamed Lahoyel, and I heard Rav Henkin Zatzal all held that we should try to get, if there's a couple that never had a halachic marriage, even though they never had a halachic marriage, we should try, and they're getting divorced, we should try to get a halachic get for them, because of this concept of, and if they're really married and she leaves the marriage without a proper get, obviously the repercussions could be quite serious. Says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Maidim Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai, Shnas Garshim and Erisin, that if they only had Erisin, then they were together, ain't Tzrichim and Get Sheni, because ain't Liba Gaspa. They're not that, they don't have that level of familiarity. But ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that the story of our Mishnah is with Shirosh and Nivola, that they had relations, so obviously they are connected. So why are we differentiating between Erisin and Nisuin? If they had relations, isn't that a raya that they want to reconnect? Elamas Nisan, says the Gemara, we have to explain that our Mishnah is speaking about Shloi Rosh and Nivola. And therefore, if they only had Erisin, we have no reason, even according to Beis Hillel, to be concerned. Rabbi Yochanan, that said that the machlokes says when we did see bia kahai tana is explaining the machlokes like the tana of the brisa, not like the mishnah. The tanya, the brisa says, amrav shimon elazar lo'nechuk be'sham be'sil ashlo rosh nivela. If we didn't see that they should have relations, everybody agrees. Shei tzrichim and a get sheni. There's no need for another get. Aman nechuku al shirosh nivela. And even though, therefore, we saw they had relations, we don't have to be concerned. And since we know that they had relations, we need to be consistent. Says the Gemara, well, now that we've established, the Kimna Da Mishnah speaking about a case, Beloy Rosh and Nivela, where they didn't have relations, what is the Machlokes? Says the Gemara, the case of our Mishnah will be, there are Edom that saw them alone, secluded, but there are no Edom that saw that they had Bia. Beshami's Savri, Beshami's opinion is, just because we had Edi Yichud doesn't push us to assume that they were, that they had Bia, and therefore we have nothing to be concerned. Beisel Savri, Amrinin, Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Edi Bia. We saw Yichud, it must be that they must have had relations. And because, as we've been saying, that the halacha, according to Beis Hillel, is they're going to have to, it's be considered as if they got remarried. However, says the Gemara, Maidim Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, Shinas Gashem and Erison, Shainat Sricha Get Sheni. Even though the way the Yichud, the Kivan, the Enliba Gaspa, since they don't have this level of familiarity, there we don't say just because there was Yichud, there must have been Beya. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, that Beis Hillel agrees that even though we didn't see that they should have Beya, if we didn't see that they should have Beya, we need not be concerned. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Kistam Mishnah, V'kimna L'masnissin B'loi Ro Nivela. So isn't this a proof that Beis Yochanan should hold that Beis Hillel will always require a get, even though they didn't see Bia. Says the Gemara, Meroin in of Aliva, Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes Meroin, what Rabbi Yochanan held in this question. There's an interesting question that the Shulti Gebayrim discusses. What happens if both the husband and wife say that there was no Bia? What would Halacha require then? So the Shulti Gebayrim says that we won't need, then everybody would agree, Beis Hillel would agree, we need not be concerned. But ask Beis Shmuel, if we're saying that hein edi yichud, hein edi bia, so it's as if we have Edom that there was bia. So how can we accept what they say against the Edom? Says the Miches Chinuch, to answer this question, even though Beis Hillel and the Gemara that we're learning now is applying the concept of hein edi yichud, the application of the concept of hein edi yichud, hein edi bia, does not tell us that there was certainly a bia. Hein edi yichud, hein edi bia means to tell us we have strong reason to be concerned that there was a bia, and therefore a get is warranted. But it doesn't mean that we can know for sure. And therefore, if both of them are without any question saying that they did not have that they did not have bia, we will accept what they will say. Says the Gemara. And to understand the Mishnah, we have to introduce the concept of a get mekusher. Kohanim have sometimes a tendency of being short-tempered. And besides that they have a tendency sometimes of being short-tempered, as we've learned in our shir, once a woman is divorced, the kohen can never remarry her. So we have a real dilemma, and we want to slow down any get that's being written by a kohen. And one of the ways that was done was a get mekusher, that one or two lines of the get were written, and then there was empty space left, and they sewed together the get, and Edom signed from the back. And by doing so, it takes much longer, obviously, to write the get, and the kohen and his wife may reconcile. Says the Mishnah, Kansa, if somebody married a woman after she divorced her husband, the Kohen, beget Kerech, and they did not use the get mekushet with all the signatures. Teitzim ezem ezem. The halacha is that she can't go back to the first husband, but she can't remain with the second husband. V'chal drachem elibu. And what we learned previously, that and daf ayin tesem beis, that when a woman marries improperly, all of the rules, teitzim ezem ezem, etc., apply to this woman. Says the Mishnah, get kireach, that if one of the signatures in one of these folds is missing, hakom ashlim malav, you could use anybody to sign, a relative, an eved, apostle aid, who's a gazlan, anybody could be used. Divrei benanis, akiva oimer aim ashlim malav, el kroivim haluim lehoid b'makom echer. Only people who could be edim. Maybe they can't be Adam in this case because they're relatives, but they're not inherently disqualified. But an Eved or a Gazlan, individuals who are inherently disqualified, cannot be used for this purpose. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Vayze get kerech. What is the definition of a get kerech? Kol shekshur of meruba meidav. That you have, you don't have Adam signed in every fold. Ask the Gemara, my time to get kareach, why did Chazal say that, what's the reason to get kareach is possible? If the halach is, you don't need to have more than two edim. It says, the Gemara gzer mishim kulchem. People, there's a concern that the husband said, I want all of you to sign. And as we learned earlier, if all of them have to sign, then if somebody who was asked to sign didn't sign, it will become possible. Or other Rishonim explain that the person who sees the get kareach doesn't know what happened here. And when they see an empty space, they're going to be concerned that not everybody who was asked to sign, signed. Get kareach, we learned in the Mishnah, who could fill in that signature? We had a machlokes, bananas, and rekiva. Says the Gemara, Evan my tamaloi. Why doesn't he allow an Evid to sign? Because he says, Oslameima, Koshleidus, he's concerned that people are gonna think that an Evid could be an aid. So says the Gemara, so why doesn't he say that by Karif? Karif Nami, Oslameima, why should we not be concerned that people are gonna say Koshleidus? El Evid Hanatama, Dos Dumasu Lesukili Yuchsin. If we're going to allow an aid to sign a get, if we're going to allow an aid to sign a get, people are going to think that he's a full-fledged Jew, when of course he isn't. So in order to avoid that type of confusion, we don't let an eved sign the get. Says the Gemara, Gazlan, the Be Yachsin, a Gazlan who is a proper Jew, Liskasher, so then why are we being strict with a Gazlan? Ask the Gemara Lama Tanan, Rekiva Oime Eime Shlimalov El Kroivim Haruim Lahoid B'Makamecher. He's only lenient with Kroivim, carve in, Gazlan Loi. But according to the concern that you just expressed, Rekiva, we shouldn't have to be Machmer on a Gazlan. El Aheva Hanatama. What's the reason by an Eved Rekiva's Machmer? The Oslameim Shachru Shachreyu. People are going to think that if he signed the Eved, it must be that he freed him. And by Gazal Nami Oslameimer, the reason he signed him is tshuva of it. But by Karv, Michael Meimer, what do we have to be concerned? That he's a relative? Everybody knows, Kula Alma Diyadi de Karvu, and therefore there's no reason for concern. Amrav Zaira, Amrav Ashulta, Amrav Amnuna Saba, Amrav Ahada Barhav, Get Kereich, Sharv Shiri Shiva, we have seven folds, but we only have eight of Shish, only six Adam. Or Shisha, it has six folds, Ve'ed of Chamisha, and only five Eidim. Chamisha, Ve'ed of Arba. Or Arba, Ve'ed of Shloshin. Atka, Machloikus, Bananas, Rebbe Kiva. That's all we have in Machloikus, Bananas, Rebbe Kiva. Avul Ksharov, Shloisha, who could fill in? Avul Ksharov, Shloisha, Ve'ed of Shnayim. If you have three folds and two Eidim, the Ve'hakol, everybody will agree, even Ben Anas will agree, Eimah Shlimel of Karev, that the only disqualified aid we would allow is a Karev, no one else. Amalei, Rav Zeir, Rav Bashalta, Michti, Kol Shloisha, Beget Mekusher, having three Eidim on a Kayin's Get, and a Get Mekusher, is Kishnayim Pashadami. Just like by a regular Get, you need to have two witnesses. By a get mekusher, you need a minimum of three edim. So ask the Gemara. Umahasam, by a regular get, you have to have two edim. And of course, a karv can't be one of those two edim. So shouldn't halacha be here as well? Av hachinami, that if you have at least, if you have only three edim, a karav loy, a karav can't be one of those edim. Amalei, so Rav Ashutta said, Afaladi kashli, I also had this question. V'she'altilah Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hununa, I asked this question to Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna l'Rav Adar Bar Hava, v'amalei hanach l'shloshim mekusher, even by three edim on a mekusher, it's not the raisa. Because with the raisa, you never need more than two edim, and therefore the third ed can be a karav. And says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi, get kireach, kshar of shisha ve'ed of shisha, shisha ve'ed of chamisha, chamisha ve'ed of arba, arba ve'ed of shloisha, at kamachloik benanas Rabbi Kiva. Hishtam alav eved, if the missing aid is an eved. Benanas amar, that it's a good get, and therefore she's considered divorced, and therefore the child that's born, if she gets remarried, havlat kosher. Rabbi Kiva amar, that she is not considered properly divorced, and if she gets remarried, the child is a mamzer. Avuk sharv shloisha ve'edav shnayim, de'reakal ema shnimelov karav, a different puzzle you can't use. Rav Yosef Masna, he says that avuk sharv shloisha ve'edav shnayim, de'reakal ema shnimelov ela kosher, that the third aid not only can't be a gazlan or evid, it can't even be a relative. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, v'tanya, but doesn't the Brisa say that he could be a karev? Amar Papa, wrong. Tani, the proper way of learning the Brisa, he could be a kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lehuchshir ba, ela eid echid karev bilvad. When you have a get mekusher, that's a get kireach, that's missing signature, you can only have one karev. Av trei, two krivim are never permitted. Why? Dilma asla kriyum betrei krivim mechad kosher. We're going to take the edim that are next to each other, and they're going to sign. They're going to use them if there's a error, if there's an issue with the get. And if we're going to take, Bezin is going to take two people that know the signatures, and they're going to say that we know the signatures of two krivim and a relative, but we need to have two kosher edim. They're going to not know that two of these edim are krivim, but you have to have at least two edim that are 100% kosher, and therefore you can never have more than one karv. Amar Rav Ashi on a get mekush. Amar Rav Ashi masnisa namideika. The kamadalik tani chad chad. The Tana kept on speaking about different cases where there were missing edim, but they never spoke about a case where two edim were missing. Why? Shmamina to teach us that you can never have two krovim. Omar by Shmamina, high karav chosim, the karav that signed, Iboi, he could sign bein betchila, bein beemtza, bein besoif. We're allowing him to sign the get mekusher, and he could sign it in any of the folds. Midaloi kavalei makam, because we don't find anywhere where the Mishnah, the Braisa, says that he could only sign in a certain spot. Vishmamina, and we also could learn here that mikol tlosa mikaminin. Any, if we have three signatures on the get, any two, anybody, any of them could be the person that signed. Veloi b'din ritzufim, they don't have to be people that signed consecutively, because explains the Gemara. If we're going to say that we all the people that we use for kiyum have to be people who sign consecutively, let one relative sign at the top, and then we can have many krivim. The fact that we're concerned that if we're going to have more than one kariv, we may end up being mekayim the shtar, certifying the shtar with two relatives, it means that we could take edim from any space that they signed on. Says the Gemara Kosel Kamei to Rav Ami, when they brought a get kireach to Rav Ami, and they needed to find somebody to sign, Amalei, he would tell them, save a hashmalov evid menashuk, we could even use an evid to be signed that space, the opinion of Bananas, and not the opinion of Akiva that only allows a kosher or a karev to sign a get kireach.